It is definitely one of the longer names in the beer brewing industry and has an equally long lineage of production to boot. Today, I'll take you to the place it all began and where it remains, an important part of a community that had the natural resources to help it grow. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It is a well-known name in the brewing industry.
Leinenkugel's started in 1867 here in Chippewa Falls. Where they're located is right on a spring.
Kat Wendell shares the story from the Chippewa Falls Museum of Industry and Technology.
It's just kind of a perfect Goldilocks zone between the river and the natural springs in the area. And it has claim to fame as some of the purest drinking water in the area. So that's another thing that Leinenkugel's and Chippewa Springs water had going for them at the time.
That natural clean water was perfect for brewing. And while other breweries have come and gone, this one has stood the test of time.
It was a good German beer in a highly German immigrant area. It's still a family to this day that are involved with the company.
One of the true treasures that Kat gets to help oversee here at the museum is some of the artifacts that are tied to the famous brand.
From our understanding, it is the largest Leinenkugel's memorabilia collection. We have items that are in this loan that are back to the founder, Jacob Leinenkugel. They've been passed down through the family. It is quite an extensive collection.
It is truly impressive. A history lesson of sorts about the company simply by looking at the many pieces of memorabilia that are tied to it. It is one of the reasons many people like to stop by this small museum that in part honors a longtime hometown brand. Traveling the countryside in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.